89.3. Passengers, listen to trouble. It's 7 o'clock, and it's time for city test.
Merhaba, hoş geldiniz. Tumhare gari akram mein aapka swagat hai. Bienvenue, comment tu t'appelles?
Sankai Amido, on est tous les
Welcome to wherever you want to go.
What are you waiting for? It's time to take off.
Let's go!
Good evening, my dear audience. We're glad to meet you again on this wonderful Friday night. Welcome to join our fantastic journey in City Temple. Today our destination is Iceland, the land of ice and fire. Iceland is not only closer than you think, but far different than you ever imagined. Where else can you witness such marvels of Mother Nature as a tremendous ice cap and glaciers, spouting geysers, volcanoes, and many other surprises? So, just follow our temple, go deep inside this miraculous land. In today's program, Terry and Richard will introduce some of the most useful traveling tips about Iceland in Travel Express. And in first impression, Cyril is going to show us an interesting interview, in which you'll know what other people think about Iceland. Again, Terry and Richard are waiting for you in City Inside. The video description will provide you with more details about this mysterious country. Having traveled for a long time, are you hungry now? Well, Terry and Jenny will introduce the most delicious food to you in Yummy Yummy. Also, in Learn to Speak, Jenny will teach you some basic words of Icelandic. Then Echo has prepared wonderful music and movies in tour gallery. The last one is the Follow Me section. Terry is going to show you a romantic story of the ice and fire. Now, what are you waiting for? It's time to take off. Come with us.
Good evening, everyone. We're so delighted to see you here. I'm Terry, and one beside me is Rika. Wait, where's Rika? He's here just a moment ago. Hey, Ray!
Backing, stopping your mind, man.
What are you just doing? You disappeared in a blink of my eye.
I just saw an interesting country in a travel magazine.
Oh, where?
Remember last time we talked about a place where it keeps hot around the year?
Oh, Dubai it is.
Yes, this time let's talk another cold place, Iceland.
This country must be very honest. You can even know the code from the name. If you don't hear of it very well, it is easy to believe that the country consists of ice only.
On the country, Iceland is a country built on volcano stones, you know.
Uh-huh.
Volcano, waterfall, ice cap, it's the common thing in their life.
You can see the real magnificent nature scenery. Here would tell you what is the power of the nature really is. It hasn't been portrayed as beautiful and pure as Fortune Fairyland.
As the remote geographic conditions, it doesn't like other three countries in Europe. Fishery industry is the foundation industry even now.
But I don't think this is a pity to the residents.
It, at least the view surrounding them is gorgeous.
This is one of the reasons. There are usually more pressure and annoyance in many comparative richer countries, I think.
Right, let me tell you some must-go places in Iceland. I got there in the book I just read.
Go out. Let me examine whether you have determined on reading.
Exactly. Steamville is the first one. There is a famous river appeared. It was built to a park there. This place is enchanting natural view.
Oh, that's special. A river formed by coincidence.
Is another one is Gafrafel. It comprises different volcanoes, waterfalls, glaciers, and forests.
Okay. I have a suggestion.
Suggestion? What is the idea?
You know, once go to South Pole, have to kill and freeze.
Is but nothing related to Iceland other than coal?
Why not take a trip to Iceland if you are not able to go to South Pole?
How could you regard it as the same thing? Do you know what popular entertainment activity in Iceland?
It is...
It's hot springs. Iceland is full of hot springs. beautifully colored rocks and other natural wonders. Even country is unique.
Okay, that's certain. We shall choose an appropriate flight as there are not every province in China has a flight directly to Iceland. But pink flight in Frankfurt could be a good choice.
Moreover, travelers may consider about the souvenir in Iceland. Woolen products and the necklace carved room are usually friendly to tourists.
You're really an expert in travel, huh?
Better than you.
What a podcast ad! Let me quiz you.
Come on, never lose.
Do you know how local residents think of homosexuality?
Iceland is a pure place. I guess locals must think they are well.
Absolutely wrong.
What?
Your eating habit and thoughts have in common with other Europeans. You're very open minded and allow gays and lesbians to marry.
Oh, well. I grant that I lose. But I appreciate such nations take importance of freedom.
All right. Which Iceland has attracted you? For more interesting message, just listen to the following part. And finally, it is time to say goodbye.
Next Friday, Travel Express, you and me.
Bye.
Hello everybody, nice to see you in First Impressions. Many people want to study abroad, for it's quite a good chance to put us in touch with the latest knowledge as well as foreign culture. Recently, there is an exchange program between our university and Iceland University. What to say you don't know Iceland University and even don't know where Iceland is? Oh come on, Iceland is really really an amazing country. So today we will travel to this land of ice and fire. Iceland is an island country located between the North Atlantic Ocean and the Arctic Ocean. Due to the strong glaciation happened millions of years ago, now you can find many wonderful landscapes such as volcanoes, waterfalls, as well as ice sheets in Iceland. As the saying goes, humans, when facing to the nature, is too tiny. Once you set foot on this magic land, you will be deeply impressed by its beauty and admire the great power of nature. Okay, let's interview some friends and listen to their impressions of Iceland.
Hello, could you introduce yourself?
Okay, well, my name is Andy. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Andy. Today our topic is Iceland, so have you heard of Iceland before?
Of course. There are many amazing landscapes in Iceland, such as volcanoes and waterfalls. It's really, really beautiful, and I want to visit Iceland right now.
Oh, sounds interesting. So, what's your favorite landscape of Iceland?
I like the volcano best, because when it burst out, it's really great and wonderful to see. And I know in 2010, a volcano in Iceland bursted out, and I was so amazed to see such a great thing on TV.
So, hope you can go to Iceland one day. Thank you very much. Now, let's interview another guest. Hello, can you introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Noah and I'm 19.
Hello, Noah. Have you been to Iceland before?
No, but I want to. I think the scenery is very beautiful there and there are two of interesting sites. And I'm also interested in people and in their culture.
Wow, you thought that you are really interested in Iceland. However, nowadays many Chinese have little knowledge of Iceland and even haven't heard of it. So, can you talk about your opinion of the reasons and your suggestions about how to improve this situation?
I think the advertisement of Iceland tourism cannot be seen in most cities, so only a few people know well about Iceland. And I think getting to Iceland isn't as easy as getting to some other European countries. Only a few airlines offer flights to Iceland.
Yes.
And this can be very expensive during the peak summer season. So I think the Iceland government should promote the tourism and urge more airlines to fly directly to Iceland.
Thank you for your suggestion. Iceland is an unfamiliar country to most of us, but such a fascinating and attractive country which deserves our attention. So, what's your first impression of Iceland, and do you want to know more about it? Please move on to the next section, City Inside. Richard is waiting for you, and he will tell you the details. See you next time, bye bye!
Inside, travel with the youth, expose the soul to the splendors of the world. Hello, my dear friends. Glad to meet you again in today's City Insight. I'm your friend Richard.
Hello, I'm Carrie. Nice to meet you too. Another night, another wonderful trip. Just pack your luggage and go with us.
In the North Atlantic, lies an extremely fantastic and beautiful country, which is mostly covered with pyramid snow.But on this snow-covered land, to people's surprise, stand several active volcanoes. Iceland fires, peace and violence. These totally different things exist strangely but harmoniously in this natural country, the Republic of Iceland.
The Republic of Iceland located at the intersection of the North Atlantic and Arctic and belongs to Europe.Its territory is about 103,000 square kilometers, above which live around 325,000 people. Its density of population is the smallest in Europe. Thanks to its location, the Republic of Iceland is a geologically active place, which accounts for the reason why there are so many active volcanoes.
In fact, Iceland has more than 100 volcanoes.Among which at least 25 of them are active. Vanir Delsvinna Kul volcano is the highest one in Iceland. According to official figures, its height is 2,119 meters. The observations show that this figure is still increasing, which means the volcano is still growing higher. This volcano is located in Svalbard National Park. Its final eruption is in 1797.
The Republic of Iceland also has the largest number of hot springs in the world. Because of its large number of hot springs and volcanoes, Iceland also has a nickname, Country of Ice and Fire. When it comes to the hot springs in Iceland, there is one place you mustn't want to miss, the Blue Lake. Some people would even like to spend several hours flying there only to enjoy the hot spring for a short while. Blue Lake is an open-air hot spring.So you can enjoy the hot spring and the exposure itself to the nature with snow flying in and across the sky. Blue Lake is also famous for its benefits to health. It is located at the top of that volcano. So there are lots of minerals exist in the water, which can also benefit to people's health and beauty.
Another place enjoys great reputation is Skaftafell.Which is located at the southeast of Iceland. It is the largest national park and the natural reserve in Iceland, which contains glacier, volcano, valley, forest, and waterfall. It is also a paradise of the wildlife. You can find some real animals in it, such as mink, snowshoe, white duck, and the Arctic fox, and so on. Walking in the boundless glacier, time seems to freeze.The world becomes so pure that you can only hear your own breath.
Just like the beautiful sight in the Iceland, Icelander is also a great quality. They're enthusiastic, friends, and very friendly to the foreigners. Icelanders have a strong sense of time, so If you want to have a meet with an Icelander, remember to make a reservation, as they are more likely to entertain people in the home rather than the restaurant. Icelanders are also very open-minded. That accounts why Iceland has same-sex marriage legal.
Iceland is an amazing country. Its beauty not only lies in its beautiful sights, spectacular volcanoes, fearless snow, and luxurious hot springs, but also in its unique culture and kind-hearted person. Apart from beauty, volcanoes, hot springs, and wildlife, Iceland can also leave a deep impression on me with the power of the nature.
Whether you want to relax yourself and entertain yourself with some fantastic breathtaking sights, or to broaden your horizons and to enrich yourself with historic and art knowledge, Iceland will never fail you. It is a place fulfilled with peace, beauty, dreams. There are so many treasures waiting for us. So pack your pack, follow our steps, expose yourself to the mysterious and beautiful world. The things you meet must be beyond your imagination.
This is City Insight. Thanks for listening. I'm Richard.
I'm Carrie.
See you next week. Bye.
That can never be satisfied. Our goal is to embrace the world cuisine. Hello, everyone, I'm Carrie.
Hello, I'm Jenny. Welcome to today's Yummy Yummy. Today, we sail to the magic of Iceland to find the food dish.
Iceland, growing up in the arms of the moraine, is traditional material of food, is fish in the mountains. Developed fishery, Iceland is most famous is the fish and the dried fish. So food lovers around the world, all kinds of fish dishes, salmon and the smoking trout is the top grade in food. Only the level reached the full class above hotel. Breakfast can provide the salmon. The smile of the delicious taste of salmon, passengers a lifetime does not forget.
Iceland has a very worth tasting dishes, namely the whale meat. The taste like mutton food is one of the few in the world. Developed fishery carved out a piece of Iceland to fish for food material of heaven and earth, an effort to create the most pure health diet. Iceland's fish feeding are strictly prohibited the use of mechanical fertilizers and growth hormones to ensure the food of natural, pure quality guaranteed. In addition to the fish is very fresh, natural, Iceland's other meat is also very pure. Iceland is not only prohibit the importance of meat, but there are about 1,000 Iceland's traditional animals have been breed. From pastures for Iceland supplies a large amount of high quality meat. Iceland's mountain is unparalleled delicious meat fresh. A coffee is a specialty of Iceland. A number of foreign tourists are not to smell them, so stay at a respective distance from them. Hakao tea production is very special, has broken the traditional concept of diet and traditional methods of food production. Hakao tea is Iceland's main food, mystery is on the smell. Icelanders who are shark meat buried in the sand of 3 to 6 months make shark meat natural decay, both now dig up before cooking. This is unique cuisine. Perhaps for the first time, you really have no mouth. But after trying this recipe, you incredible finding feel in love with this real delicacy. Hot coffee can teach you taste buds and give you different dining experience.
Iceland fish stories can be different from China. Don't add too much pigment or things such as food additives, only slightly salty. Iceland fish a lot, some size is larger, some very fine. The same fish is also a kind of Iceland food not to be made.
And daring rich smell of Iceland variety, and the price is moderate, as in bargain. Iceland sweet meat, also with local characteristics. wide variety is surely worth to try. Iceland's big sweet food, chocolate, always occupies the extreme, capture the heart of people. Iceland creates a very unique taste of sweet. The song like a sweet or very dry coat with cream to it. This is real snack. Iceland is different. Located under the castle sea cartography, restaurants seem to be a small white flower at the foot of the mountain. Elegant in bloom as long as the sea is after a long journey, inexplicable excitement will come to mind. Hot dog cafe near the highway, and the traffic is convenient and will visit us at any time you are up from dinner. Dear audience, it's time to say goodbye now. If you are the 42, why not try them by yourself? That's all for today's Yummy Yummy. See you next Friday. See you!
Your finger tips across my skin, the palm trees swaying in the wind. Imagine.
Learn some words, travel around the world. Good evening, my dear friends. Welcome to today's Learn to Speak. After all the sections about have you got enough basic knowledge about Iceland, next we're going to go deep inside its culture to learn something about its language, Icelandic. It's so boring.
Hey, what are you listening to so intensely?
Well, not so intently. I'm just looking for some national anthems for an activity in our non-general language association. How about playing a game with me?
Why not? I have to wait. What game?
Here's the rule. I play an anthem and you tell me which country it belongs to.
Sounds interesting. I'm familiar with lots of national anthems, so it's easy for me.
Well, it remains to be seen. Let's start. Pay attention.
La Marseillaise. It's French.
Bingo.
The Greek national anthem.
Right, Hymn to Liberty.
American.
The star. The Star Spangled Banner. Wow, you rock. And I'm going to find a difficult one for you.
Well, I don't know it, but it sounds so beautiful and sacred, like a silent piece. I love it.
It's Icelandic national anthem, just like the country itself, remaining aloof from the world.
The whole anthem seems to come from some ancient time. I do love the tune and, of course, the language. Please tell me more about it.
Since Iceland is far from the continental Europe, Icelandic always maintains the characteristics of the ancient Norwegian Western dialect. Its vocabulary is less affected by loanwords. As a result, most linguists regard Icelandic as one of the most conservative European languages.
That's amazing. And you seem to know a lot about Icelandic. Could you introduce more for me?
How about following me to learn a few words? I promise it will be interesting.
Sure, I want to know how to say hello, good morning, what's your name?
Okay, let's take it one by one. First, hello means hello. hello, right? And what says the God means how are you? What says the God?
What says the God?
It's actually a little difficult. If you are fine, you can answer ask God means I'm fine.
Ask God.
Right? Gamanahitati means glad to meet you. Gamanahitati. Right? Good morning, good afternoon, it is Gondayin.
Gondayin.
Good night is Gwannacht.
Gwannacht.
Don't you think they sound like German? Actually, the two both belong to Germanic groups. Sorry is Billigadu.
Billigadu.
And thank you is Takfilis.
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 Sorry. Billigadu.
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 Takfilis.
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 Bless means goodbye.
Bless.
Bless. Well, this is the most easy way.
Yeah.
I truly think that it would take a time to master them all. To be honest, Icelandic is one of the most difficult languages in the world. Not only for its pronunciation, but also for its conservatism. If you want to learn it well, determination is indispensable.
You're right, and thank you so much.
Falling in love with Icelandic, the old language with an elegant pronunciation. Then explore it on yourself. That's all for today's Icelandic course. The same time next Friday, we did it for the school.
Dear friends, you are now listening to True Gallery. I'm Echo.
And I'm Jenny. Glad to meet you again on this lovely Friday night.
Hey Jenny, have you got any plans to spend the coming weekend?
With a lot of things pulling at hand, I'm rather warm now these days, and I can't wait to have some time to relax myself.
In that case, I suggest you go into a hot spring and refresh yourself. Iceland may be a good choice.
Iceland? But according to my knowledge, Iceland lies at higher latitude just outside the Arctic Circle. Does it own hot springs?
You're right. But Iceland is also volcanically and geologically active. In fact, Iceland owns the most hot springs in the world and is nicknamed as the country of ice and fire.
Wow, this really amazes me. Have you got other information to help us have a glimpse of this charming country?
Of course, follow us to dig the hidden treasure buried in Iceland.
Just like heritage points in China, Iceland does have such kind of cultural heritage. There are Kostegas, prosthetics set in Iceland's age of settlement. The most famous of these include Njáls saga, about epic blood feud, and the Eric saga, describing the discovery and the settlement of Greenland and Finland. These sagas describe distinctive style and features hundreds of years ago.
In recent times, Iceland has also produced many great writers, the best known of whom is arguably Halldór Laxness, who received the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1955. For his vivid epic power, which has renewed the great narrative art of Iceland. As far as I'm concerned, he is an excellent painter of Icelandic scenery and settings, as well as a fighter who questions the social and political problems in Iceland. Moreover, Icelanders are avid consumers of literature, with the highest number of bookstores per capita in the world. They are really a nation of books.
Icelandic music is related to Nordic music and includes vibrant folk and pop traditions. Traditional Icelandic music is strongly religious. Hence, both religious and secular are a particularly well-developed form of music. Due to the scarcity of musical instruments throughout much of Ireland's history, other vital traditions of Icelandic music are epic alliteracy and rhyming ballads called limud. Limud are epic tales which can be traced back to Skaldic poetry. Contemporary music consists of a big group of bands, ranging from pop rock groups such as Bangan to solo ballad singers like Bobby Morton. Independent music is very strong in Iceland, with bands such as Moon and the Sugar Cubes. Traditional and modern, vibrant and diverse, the music of Iceland is more than we can tell.
With glamorous natural scenery, Iceland is many directors' first choice when shooting films. Green starred in the 2008 film Journey to the Center of the Earth, which shot scenes in Iceland. The 2002 James Bond movie Die Another Day is set for a large part in Iceland. And Christopher Nolan's 2014 film Interstellar was also filmed in Iceland for some of its scenes. As for its film industry, it achieved greatest recognition in 1992 when Fleetwood was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film, Children of Nature. A man becomes too old to run his farm and he is made unwelcome in his daughter and son-in-law's urban dwelling. Dumped in a home of the elderly, he meets an old girlfriend from his youth and they elope to the wilds of Iceland to die together. Sounds a little sad, but through this film you can truly feel the temple of nature. This is all for today's two galleries. Hope you have a nice time at Echo. I'm Jenny. See you next week.
Welcome to Follow Me section. Every Friday evening we are waiting for you. Today we will tell you a romantic but a little sentimental love story of a journalist and a photographer. Let's see what will happen between them.
Oh my god, the sky is like blue jewel and the air is fresh.
Bella is a journalist, beautiful but kind of cold face. The next morning she went to the blue lake.
How I wish Tom is still alive, then I could share my happiness with him.
Tom is Bella's boyfriend, who died 2 years ago because of a traffic accident. Bella stood on the edge of the lake, watching people stepping into the water jealously. At the same time, a photographer was taking photos of her. He came from Iceland.
How I wish I could swim. What a pity.
Bella walked by the lake, and accidentally, she fell into the lake.
Help! Help!
Bella shouted and struggled desperately. Tim jumped into the lake without hesitation, and Bella captured his eyes with her beautiful face and charming temperament.
Give me your hand and hold on.
After a while, Tim saved Bella.
Are you okay?
Oh, much better now, but I'm still very uncomfortable. Thank you so much for saving me.
My pleasure. I'm Tim. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Bella took a glance at Kim's watch and realized she had to go back to the hotel.
Thank you again, Kim, but I'm afraid I have to go back now. There's something important waiting for me. I will treat you to dinner later.
But wait.
Bella left away quickly before Kim said the following words.
I just want to ask if you mind my taking some photos of you.
The next day, Bella went to a famous awarding ceremony. What an accident! Kim was also at the ceremony and he saw Bella.
Oh, what coincidence! Bella, nice to see you again.
Oh, yes. What are you doing here?
Bella asked impassively.
Yeah, you see, I'm a photographer. I work for a magazine, so are you a journalist?
Yes.
Wow, cool!
I always think journalists is smart and hardworking.
Oh, thanks. Bella answers at a cool attitude.
I wonder if you would like to have dinner with me. Do you remember we had a date?
Bella was a little surprised by Kim's invitation.
Oh gosh, yeah, I owe you a dinner.
Bella is a typical workaholic who devotes almost all her time to work and has little time for love, thus reacting slowly to Kim's ambiguous invitation. In the traditional Iceland restaurant, Bella and Kim were sitting opposite to each other. The soothing music creates a very romantic atmosphere.
I learned from your car that you come from China.
Yes, quite true. I come here to learn more about the local culture.
It's surely an exciting time. I'm also fond of Chinese culture. I hope I could go to China one day, and would you please be my guide?
Bella couldn't believe what she had heard. She never thought of being a guide of men who just met her twice.
Yeah, maybe.
Bella answered, absent-minded. They enjoyed eating a delicious salmon and smoked dried trout. After a while, Kim asked Bella,
Bella, I wonder if you can be my model. I'm going to take a series of photos of the famous sites of Iceland. It's a great opportunity for you to know more about our country.
Bella planned to discover this amazing country on her own. Now, since a local man offered to help, why not agree? The next day, Bella went to many interesting and fascinating places with Kim.
This place is so breathtaking. You are such a lucky guy to live here.
Yeah, so why not stay here longer?
I would like to, but I can't. I have to go back in 3 days. Thank you so much for your company.
Bella, you know the week I spend with you is the happiest time in my life. You are so charming, oriental beauty temperament. This my photography work as well.
Oh, thanks.
Kim took a fixed stare at Bella.
You see the two springs over there. One is tempting, the other next to it is very hot and active. I think they are like us. I'm enthusiastic and you are kind of mine.
Bella felt her heart beating fast when she looked into Kim's eyes.
Kim, I also enjoyed a wonderful time with you. However, we are not suited for each other. I'm sorry, but I had to go.
The moment I saw you, I loved you. I really don't want to miss you.
Oh, Kim, what are you talking about? I just come here to finish my working task. I admit being comfortable when I'm with you. But I don't think that's love. We just have little known of each other. I have to go back now.
Bella left away in a hurry, feeling extremely sad, although she didn't know why she was depressed.
Dear diary, I don't know what happened to me. I thought maybe I won't fall in love with another man since Tom died. But after I refused him, I felt heartbroken. Do I really love this person? Or just because I missed Tom?
The day before Bella left Iceland, she received an express. She opened it and was shocked by what were in it.
Oh my god, there are so many photos of me. They must be taken by him.
There's also a letter which read,
Dear Bella, I know I had interrupted you, but I mean what I said. You are an angel in my eyes. I will wait for you at Blue Lake tomorrow evening. Yours, Kim.
Bella burst into tears.
Oh god, what should I do? I think I have fallen in love with him. I used to be indifferent to many people who treated me kindly. Maybe it's because Tom's death caused too much pain to me. But now, another person who loves me appears. Should I refuse him?
Bella decided to write a letter to Kim.
Kim, I saw the whole night yesterday and there was a voice saying, yes, you love him. Do you remember that you want to go to China and wish I could be your guide? Now I sincerely make an invitation to you.
Bella was about to go aboard when somebody called her name.
Bella!
Kim! They hugged each other tightly, tears filled with their eyes.
I heard from you this morning.
Won't you go to China? I'm looking forward to being your guide.
Yes, sure. Wait for me in China. Wait for me.
Bella went aboard and Kim kept staying at the airport until Bella's plane took off. How do you like today's story? Hope all of you have someone to love. See you next time. Bye-bye.
We climbed the highest mountains
We explored into the deep forest.
We came through ancient cities.
We rode across the ocean.
We are here, always ready to go.
We are on the way. Our journey will never end.
Now we are boarding. Come with us.
Okay, that's all for today's program. Here are our two producers, Chen Yuqian, anchor, Yang Zhelin, Liu Meijin, Zhao Shulin, reporter, Li Yang, Han Yixuan, Han Xili, Liu Xige, Chen Jingyin, Wu Jingye, Kang Kaili. Thank you for listening. See you next time in City Temple.
更多节目